You know, I thought that celebrity culture was dead. Like, I had this whole idea on what I was going to share with you today. But then news broke that OJ Simpson passed. And even though he's no longer with us, he helped me realize that celebrity culture is alive and well. Before we get into that, hi. Welcome to Nishi's Noggin, where I share with you what's on my mind. Now, how did I realize that celebrity culture was alive and well? Because the way that all of y'all had Khloe Kardashian trending the day that the news of OJ Simpson's passing went, I was like, oh my God. Now, if you didn't know, one of the long running rumors when it comes to the Kardashians is that Khloe Kardashian does not have the same father as the rest of the Kardashian siblings, Robert Kardashian Sr. This is all alleged, by the way, all alleged. But the joke, which honestly, I don't know, the joke in itself is not that funny. The way that y'all acted was funny. But the joke in itself, apparently, is that Khloe Kardashian's father is actually OJ Simpson. That was a long running joke. The problem that I have with this joke, one, is that in itself is not that funny. Two, if we're going to be speculating on who Khloe Kardashian's father is, it should be this guy, Alex Roldan. If you didn't already know about this, he's a very successful hairdresser and has been working for a very long time in West Hollywood and Beverly Hills. And he's actually worked with the Kardashian family since the late Robert Kardashian Sr. was alive. Look at these photos. Look at these photos. The resemblance is there. You can't tell me that that is not Khloe Kardashian's actual father. The joke always was Khloe looked different than the rest of her siblings. And obviously it's a little different now because they've all clearly grown into their looks. But here's the thing. There's this screenshot from Kourtney Kardashian's Instagram. This goes back to 2012. Look at this picture. Alex Roldan and the Kardashian family were really close. Allegedly, Alex Roldan was Kris Jenner's hairdresser. And I didn't know this until I started looking into it for this video in particular. But apparently, there is leaked journals from Robert Kardashian Sr. that apparently detail that he was aware that Kris Jenner was having an affair with Alex Roldan. This is, of course, back in the day. As of now, Alex Roldan's salon is still open and it's running properly. It has an active listing on Google Maps and it's still in Beverly Hills. But the thing is, Alex Roldan's presence online is completely wiped. Like, these pictures that I'm showing you are some of the only ones that I've ever seen. But when I was looking, this was the picture that actually gave me like the most pause because, girl, this is another picture from 2012. I'm assuming this is when the rumors first really started to bubble. Social media 12 years ago was a way different animal than it is now. In 2012, celebrities were a little bit more honest and open. Now everybody's buttoned up. Back then, we have a post like what Kylie did, where she not only posted what seems to be this reunion with Khloe and her father, but look at this caption. Like, girl. It's clearly meant to be funny, but you look at this picture and the two of them together. Hello. How do you deny that this is Khloe Kardashian's father? Like, this is celebrity culture. Thank you, internet, for reviving my faith in celebrity culture. Because the reason that I thought the whole idea of a celebrity was dwindling. We talked about this even in a previous episode of Nishi's Noggin, where people have really started to turn on superstars like Jennifer Lopez, Justin Timberlake. People are starting to see through some of the smoke and mirrors, including myself, and maybe some of these celebrities are not as great as we thought they were. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, it's over. It's a wrap. But clearly, celebrity culture, it's alive and well. And while that's great for celebrities, one thing that for sure is dead is my love life. I'm going to tell you about how two free drinks ruined my relationship with this man. We met on Hinge. We started chatting. We had gone out on a couple dates at this point. On the last date that we went on, he decided to show me some spots in Chicago. Because if you don't know, I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. I have now lived in Chicago. And when we first went out, I was still really new here, but I was very new to Chicago and he's a native. And so he was like, I'm just going to show you some really cool places. So we start off, we go to a bar, we have some drinks shortly after that. I honestly am trying to get some food because I'm like, oh, I'm feeling it. And I don't want to be this messy this early. Foreshadowing? I think so. My date, he then says, well, there's a pizza spot right across the street, so we can just run on over, grab some pizza, and continue from there. I'm like, great, yes. You better be accommodating to my needs. And so as we're walking across the street, we're heading towards this pizza place. Now, right next to the pizza place, apparently, is this new fancy restaurant that just opened up. And my date made it a point to, when he was noticing it, he was like, damn, I really wish I had made reservations to go there. It's a really good spot. It's new. I've been hearing about it. And he looks at me and he goes, but maybe we'll save that for next time. I was like,
oh, I'm blushing, but I guess we will save it for next time.
So we get to the pizza place. We walk in, it's packed. Girl, some sports game is on and everybody is in there and hooping, hollering over whatever is happening on the televisions. And so we go up to the host. They say that the only spot that we can sit at is at the bar. Totally fine. So sit at the bar, finish the food, and then we get back to drinking. And as we're sipping, the bartender then comes over and takes two shot glasses, flips them over, and sets them in front of me and one in front of my date. I'm like, what the hell is this? So I look at my date and I was like, did you order something? Because I didn't see you order something. My date's like, no. So then I asked the bartender, I was like, hey, what is this? I was low key like, what the hell is this? Are you doing this to us because we're gay? Why are you giving me empty shot glasses, sir? But he tells me that these turned over shot glasses are, I think he said that they're Ucalits, which means that we can order another round of drinks, whatever we want it to be. If we want it to be a shot, if we want it to be a drink, whatever. Who did that? And he was like, there's a lovely woman back there and she set that up. Who? So I asked the bartender, can you point out who did that? He points over and in the distance, like I'm a little tipsy, so maybe the bar isn't that big. But all the way towards the back, I see that there's this woman, this gorgeous blonde hair. He points at her and she waves. Oh, I wave at her and I gesture for her to come over because I wanted to thank her and also find out like, what the hell? What the hell is this, girl? So woman comes over. We introduce ourselves to each other. For the sake of the conversation and privacy, we're going to call her June. So June comes over and she says, sorry if I interrupted anything, but I saw that you two were having good times. So just want to send over a drink. And she proceeds to tell me that she's also moved from Phoenix to Chicago. And she'd said that she's familiar with my work. As we're having this conversation, my date is like, hey, you know what? I have to go to the bathroom real quick. As he starts to walk away, I have retold the story once before. I'm going to be real candid here. So when he walks off, then June looks at me and she's like, I'm going to be so for real with you right now. I listened to your show today and you talked about how you were going to go on a date tonight. Is this the date? Me and my big mouth. Yes, that is. And she was like, oh my God, is that the guy that you were talking about? I'm like, yes, that is. Why did I talk about that? What is wrong? So we address that and she's like, he's really cute, blah, blah, blah. How's everything going? And I'm like, I think it's going great. The things that we have in common, I haven't had in common with another man, blah, blah, blah. My date starts to come back. So June and I cut that conversation. When he comes back, then June is like, I have to go to the bathroom as well. She goes off to the bathroom and then I look at my date and I look at my date. And this is where my honesty that I haven't talked about this when I retold the story before. I looked at my date and I was like, hey, I found out while you were in the bathroom that she's a fan of the work that I do. I want to make sure that we're both aware of that. Let's finish our drink. We can let her go back to her night. We're going to go back to our night. Let's just go ahead and wrap it up. I don't know. I'm tipsy. I'm on a date. I don't want to be a bad representation of myself. So in hindsight, he was really agreeable. But in hindsight, I realized he was like, oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. So we agree on that and we're finishing up our drinks. And then June comes back over and she's like, hey, this is a really unexpected turn of events for the night. I'm dating the guy that works at the restaurant that's right next to this one. This is the fancy restaurant that my date was talking about earlier. And so she's like, what do you guys think about coming over there? I'm sitting there and I'm tipsy, mind you. Like, oh, you know somebody that's there? And she goes, yeah, I'm dating the server right now. If I can go in there and check really quick to see if they have a table, I can hook everything up for us. You can hook it up. My tipsy ass was like, girl, you better go over there, okay? And I look at my date and I was like, what do you think? Yeah, okay, that sounds great. June goes over across the street and she's just like, don't ditch me. We can make this happen. She goes across to the fancy restaurant and me and my date are still sitting at the pizza place. Again, I tell him, hey, let's just make sure that we keep this quick. And he is, again, he's just like, yeah, whatever you say, like, whatever. He's being really nonchalant about it. And I want to tell you why. He doesn't partake in social media at all. I think the extent what he had told me is he sometimes gets on Facebook and he uses YouTube. So if you see this, hey.
Oh, God.
But that's the extent of it. He wasn't really familiar with what I did for a living at the time. I want you to keep that in mind, okay? June comes back to the pizza place and she's like, I got us a table. If you just want to close out or whatever, and then we can head over. Great. So we go to the fancy restaurant that my date had said we should go to in the future and had recommended. We go over, sit down at the table. Once we sit down, the server who June has been seeing, like, hey, oh my gosh, June, it's so great to see you. You know, I always love seeing you. You guys hang tight. I'm going to hook you guys up. Okay. He disappears. We order a round of cocktails from another server that comes by. The server comes back. Girl, he brings every appetizer on the menu. Every single thing. I don't know about you, but when I'm drunk, after a certain point in time, I'm just ready to eat. So I'm seeing all this fancy food and I'm just like, well, don't mind if I do. As we're starting to really get into the food, to be quite honest, that's when my date interrupts everything and goes into a full-on interrogation with June. He goes, all right, I need to get something straight here. Who are you? She's like, I'm June. And then he goes, and when did you move here again? And how do you know Anish? She's like, what the hell is going on? Now, again, I want to be very clear. I'm tipsy. I am tipsy. My reaction time is a little slow. So I am looking. Is this really happening? Meanwhile, he's interrogating. He's going back and forth. And once it hits like question number four, so you work at this place, prove it. And June goes, how do you want me to prove where I work? And he's like, well, you got a phone there. You got something on your phone. She's like, what the hell? You want me to pull up my work schedule? And he was like, if you can. So she gets her phone out and she starts to pull up her work email and she has this nervous giggle. And that's what snapped me out of my tipsiness. This is bad. This is not my mind making things more exaggerated than it is. This is actually bad. So as soon as I hear that giggle, that's when I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I stand up. Me not trying to make a scene. So I stand up and I'm like, I'm so sorry. You know what? This has been a huge misunderstanding. You've been so kind to us. I want to thank you very much for all of your accommodations. Me and my date, we're going to go. I'm going to go to the front and I'm going to pay for whatever needs to be paid for. And then we can bounce. I say this. And then June gets up and she's like, you know what? No, actually, this was my bad. I interrupted your guys' date. I've clearly overstepped and I've made things really uncomfortable. It looked like you guys were having a great time before I stepped in. And I'm just going to get another table here. And I'm just like, no, it's totally okay. And she's like, no, it's totally okay. As me and June are doing this, my date gets up. Oh my God, you were telling the truth. Yes, she was telling the truth. So then my date goes, I am so embarrassed and I am so sorry. I thought you guys were playing a prank on me. To which June and I are like, what? This fool thought that I worked with June and that we created this elaborate ruse that we were going to prank him. And he thought that something was going to happen, like on some candid camera stunt type of thing. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you know how you do like all that social media stuff? I thought you were going to do that to me. Sir. And this is why I don't like the fact that he doesn't have social media, because I'm like, if you had it and you saw the type of content that I do, you would know I'm not pranking people like that. And so he's really embarrassed. I'm really embarrassed. June is really embarrassed. I don't know what to do. To which June says, you know what? Let's just finish our drinks. Everything's fine now. We've addressed the weirdness. Finish up our drinks. I'm like, please hurry up. And then I call for the server. Can we close out, please? And he's like, yes, I think that you have some like accommodations on your tab. I'm like, I really don't care. I just give him my credit card. I don't care what's on there. Just charge it. I want to get out of here right now. We go on our way. June stays because she's seeing the guy at the restaurant. And again, I'm just like, girl, I'm so sorry. Like, this was so inappropriate. She's like, it's totally fine. But what about that man? Because now she's seeing a side of him that I've never seen. So we walk out. And as we're waiting for our cabs, my date is just like, I'm so sorry. I just want to apologize to you. Like, I'm really sorry. And I was like, I don't want to hear about it right now. My cab is here. Gotta go. The next day, he texts me. Like, he gives another apology. And I'm just like, it's done. You've apologized. Let's move on. I would love to get to the point where we're laughing about it. Literally after that, we didn't speak again that year. And I'm going to bookmark that chapter on that man right there because I got a million things to do today. That story will be saved for another day. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. I've decided that I'm going to be dropping YouTube videos on Wednesdays, and then I'm going to be dropping the audio podcast format on Fridays just to give some distance between the two because I want to shout out all of y'all for subscribing to the podcast. The numbers that I was getting, I was like, what the hell? Like, this is not the numbers on YouTube. So I just want to space it out. You know, if you want to see the visual experience, it's here on YouTube, the audio podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and so on. It's available there. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Nishi's Noggin, where I share with you what's on my mind. Until then, honey, I will see you in the next episode. Bye.